I'm Dan Clufstead. Illinois is in a precarious position when it comes to the 2020 census. The count determines congressional representation, and the state is at risk of losing up to 2 seats. Groups are pushing now to get an accurate tally, especially in rural areas. Mary Hansen has more.
Nearly 12% of Illinois residents live in small towns or sparsely populated areas. Anita Banerjee is with Forefront Illinois, a civic engagement nonprofit. She says there are unique challenges to getting an accurate count in rural areas.
It's the lack of access to technology, it's the distrust in government, it's the lack of awareness.
Banerjee says central and southern Illinois appear most vulnerable to losing a congressional seat, which is why it's especially important to make sure everyone participates. Representatives from the Farm Bureau, local government, and other nonprofits met recently to learn how to promote census participation. Residents can expect a first letter directing them to fill out census forms online in mid-March. I'm Mary Hansen.
Meanwhile, some communities still need census workers. Macomb Mayor Mike Inman says only about 30% of the positions in his city have been filled. Inman says the pay is $17.50 per hour, plus mileage for those who use their own vehicle for the job. And that's not all.
For those folks that are getting supplemental income from either SNAP or TANF or some other state or federal aid, this income will not affect those aid components to those individuals.
Inman says training will start early next year, and some positions could continue into early summer. You can find information about census jobs at 2020census.gov/jobs. Illinois' pension debt topped $137 billion in June. That's a $3.5 billion increase from the previous year. The figures look alarming, but the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says they are a continuation of what's been happening for years with the 5 state-funded pension systems. The Commission says in a report the unfunded liability has been growing significantly over the past decade. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said a graduated income tax would help the state meet its financial obligations to the pension systems. A task force created by Pritzker is also supposed to continue working on ways to ease the financial burden of the state-funded pensions. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. For the second time in less than a week, there's been a report about a statement written on a restroom wall at West Frankfort Community High School. And administrators there say they're taking action. The administration and members of the West Frankfort Police Department, as well as their school resource officer, are continuing to investigate and inspecting the high school as well. Along with the district's regular security procedures, there will be a heightened law enforcement presence at West Frankfort's high school today, while the district continues to adjust its security efforts. Superintendent Matt Donkin says the efforts are all a part of what has become constant vigilance to make schools, students, and staff feel more safe. School is in session today. With a new president for Southern Illinois University's system, the focus now turns to the search for a new permanent chancellor for the SIU Carbondale campus. An advisory committee leading the chancellor's search is seeking applications already and nominations as well. The goal is for incoming SIU system president Dan Mahoney to recommend a finalist to the Board of Trustees by April. Mahoney, who starts March 1st, will be fully engaged with the search. John Dunn has been serving as interim chancellor since January of 2019. His appointment followed the death of previous chancellor Carlo Montemagno in October of last year. Applications and nominations are to be submitted by December 31st. If you'd like more information about the position description, its timeline, or a listing of the search committee and where to send applications, you can find it on our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.